Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, Krishna spoke about those people who don't have faith and who are envious of the injunctions given by Krishna. But then, after hearing this, Arjuna might have a question saying that Shastras, they give the injunctions, that's clear. But then along with that, it is also given by Krishna that if these injunctions are not followed, these are the set of punishments. So, here Arjuna has a question that these people are not fearful of the punishments which are given here. What is the problem? So, Krishna is giving a very, very mature understanding. If we understand this shloka and few more shlokas, you know, from now, it will be very easy for us to understand people around and to deal with people around. Because whatever we are seeing is external, the gross aspect. But what Krishna is going to describe is on the subtler platform. When we understand that what the person is going through on the subtle platform which we cannot see, when we start understanding what the person is going through, then it becomes easy for us to deal with that person. And that practical shloka Krishna is going to tell now in this verse, shloka number 33.
Sadrisham cheshtate svasyaha prakrater jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati.
So here Krishna is saying that jnanavan api, although the person is jnanavan, is knowledgeable, but then sadrisham cheshtate svasyaha prakritir. Although he might be knowledgeable, but he's acting according to his actions. Cheshtate is actions are according to the nature that he has gained, prakritir. And not just a knowledgeable person. Everyone, prakritim yanti bhutani. Everyone in this world is acting based on the nature that they have acquired. And then he says, nigraha kim karishyati. So he's saying, what can repression accomplish? By force, even if we do something to correct them, what is the use of it? Because it's not the hardware problem, it's the software problem, Krishna is saying. So let's see how we can implement this shloka in our day-to-day life. Prabhupada is giving a very wonderful purport how to implement this in our day-to-day life. So here, the defect is internal, not external. And this defect or this problem which is there, inherent problem, this has been there from many, many lifetimes. We have acquired that from many lifetimes. It's not just in this lifetime. So it's like, imagine a clay. So many times, you know, we are changing the shape of the clay. From many, many times that is happening. Finally, what will remain is an impression of all the times, all the different days we have, you know, played with it and given different impressions. So we cannot find out which lifetime what has happened. When did I change? You know, when did I put this particular impression, that particular impression? That's how our current existence is. And that's how is our nature. So this clay is very, very analogous to the mind. So the mind has got a lot of impressions like this. And now we cannot trace, when did I do this? When did I acquire this nature? But now the question is, can I do something with this clay that is currently there with me? Is there any possible way? Answer is given here. Unless one is situated on the transcendental platform of Krishna consciousness, he cannot get free from the influence of the modes of material nature as it is confirmed by the Lord in 7th chapter. That is 7th chapter, 14th shloka. Krishna is saying, Daivi hesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mam evaye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. So Krishna is saying that Daivi hesha gunamai mama maya. Oh Arjuna, this entire material world that you are seeing, these three modes of material nature that we have been talking about. So Krishna is saying that it's mama, it's my energy, oh Arjuna, it's my energy. And then he says, mam evaye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. just by following Krishna consciousness, just by surrendering to Krishna, what will happen? Maya metam tarantite. We'll be delivered completely from all the sinful tendencies that we have and all the natures that we have acquired from many, many lifetimes. We'll be completely delivered, completely free from all that. So, this statement becomes very, very important that unless one is situated on the transcendental platform of Krishna consciousness, he cannot get free from the influence of the material nature. Even for the most highly educated person on the mundane plane, it is impossible to get out of the entanglement of Maya. We might be very educated theoretically, we might have lots of knowledge of this world, of people around and everything. But then it's not going to help. And there are some examples that is given here. The so-called spiritualists who outwardly pose as advanced in the science, but inwardly or privately are completely under particular modes of nature which they are unable to surpass. It's not a great deal, you know, to speak. It's not a great deal. We just read from somewhere and just speak. What is the problem? Even parrot speaks. So human being can. Just keep hearing and speak that. But it's not about just speaking. It's not about just having some knowledge, some bookish knowledge. It's about realization. It's about implementation. It's not just about prachar. It's about achar. It's not about preaching. Just about preaching. But it's about how am I implementing in my own life? But then, there are many, many, many fake spiritualists in this world. And many you will find on social media. What is their goal all about? Somehow or the other, followers are needed. And they speak very well. And they speak what people want. They will never speak what people don't like. And because of this, what happens? They'll get a lot of followers. But what is the use of getting that when he himself, off the screen, is struggling with his own tendencies of sinful acts, his own nature, which is not allowing him to be peaceful, to be satisfied. All the time he's struggling, all the time there's a tug of war within that is happening. And externally the person might speak about peace and satisfaction and other things. What is the use of that? So that's what here is told. That he's completely under the particular modes of nature which he is unable to surpass. And then the next example that is given is academically one may be very learned, but because of his long association with material nature, he is in bondage. There are many people who have done PhDs in different Vedic scriptures also. But then, what is the use of academic knowledge? Since we have associated with this material world from a very, very long time, what has happened? We have got completely bound in this world. We have been conditioned now in this material world and we are comfortable also now. In fact, people make statements that sukha and dukkha are part of life. Yes, it is the part of life of conditioned living entity, not for a liberated soul. Only sukha or ananda is the constitutional nature of the liberated soul. Of the liberated soul. Yes. So the point that is made here is that from many lifetimes we have been in touch with this material world and we have acquired a lot of conditioning because of this material nature and our interaction with the material nature. We have been completely bound because of that. So, academically having some knowledge, theoretically having some knowledge, posing oneself to be knowledgeable will not help. Because externally people might appreciate, but the person might suffer internally very, very badly. So here, Prabhupada continues. He is telling that Krishna consciousness helps one to get out of the material entanglement even though one may be engaged in his prescribed duties in terms of material existence. We might be busy doing our own material duties or whatever it is. And we understand that we are bound in this world. But then if we just take to Krishna consciousness seriously and sincerely, what will happen? We will be completely removed from this entangled state and will be placed on a spiritual platform, on a transcendental platform. So, what Krishna consciousness can do, it cannot be done by anything else. In this world, there are many, many different solutions that people offer. Do this, do that, you'll get peace of mind, you'll get this, you'll get that, your body will be healthy, etc., etc. But the thing is, all that people are talking about just works on this. the hardware that we can see. But the software remains corrupt always. But Krishna consciousness, it directly acts on the software. It repairs the software very nicely. It repairs our internal nature. It repairs our tendencies of sinning. So it repairs all that. And when all that is repaired, internally when the things are fine, externally also the things will be fine. So here Prabhupada is making a very important point. He's saying that no one should suddenly give up his prescribed duties and become so-called yogi or transcendentalist artificially. There's no point. There's no point in giving up things just like that. Right? But what should one do? It is better to be situated in one's position and to try to attain Krishna consciousness under superior training. Thus one may be freed from the clutches of Krishna's Maya. So a superior training is needed in Krishna consciousness. This is a very important point. When we have a superior training, what happens? Automatically, we'll be obliged to follow that and do it very nicely. The superior training will help us to imbibe lots of wonderful qualities. The superior training will help us to transform our heart. So this superior training is very, very important. And who can give us the superior training? A bona fide guru, a bona fide spiritual master who knows the essence of the Vedic scriptures, who understands the conclusion of Vedic scriptures. So just by being under a guru, by being under a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who understands the essence of authentic scriptures, such person can help us to transform our heart. And when this happens, the software is getting changed. So this superior training plays a very important role in people's life. Now we might say, okay, we have got Bhagavad Gita, we have got beads, now we have got this book, we have got that book. I'll sit at home and do things. I don't need any guidance. No, that will not work. Because the problem is internal. Only a person from outside can detect our problem and tell that this is the problem. Change it. Only when a person holds our ear and twists our ear and tells, nah, you're not supposed to do this, do this. If such a person is there in our life, if such a person is there who slaps us every now and then telling that this is the problem that you have to change it, then there is some hope to understand that yes, there is some problem. When a person is diseased and he does not understand that he is diseased, he will feel that, oh, okay, everything is fine. He will feel he is normal. But only when a doctor tells him, no, you have these symptoms, this is the disease, it's very deadly, you can die anytime. Then the person will understand, oh, okay, I have to take treatment. So we need that spiritual doctor in our life. And with that spiritual doctors, I mean, when that guru enters our life, and when he starts changing things, subtly, by giving his instructions, then there is some hope for all of us. And how fortunate we are. Srila Prabhupada has given us so many instructions so that our hearts get transformed very easily and very nicely. So it's all about how sincere we are. How sincerely we are praying. How sincerely we are praying to the Lord to get that guidance, to get that superior training by which our hearts can be transformed. So in this way, we understand from this particular shloka that just by having a superior training and just by practicing Krishna consciousness under a superior, what happens? Our heart will be transformed, the software will be rectified, and we'll come to a platform where we can be peaceful and satisfied and happy and finally go back home back to Godhead, that is attain perfection. But now Arjuna is having a question here. Okay, Krishna, you are saying that it's a software problem, not hardware problem. Obviously, he might have not told that. But then Arjuna's thing is, if people are acting according to their natures, then the injunctions given in Shastra, the positive injunctions and the negative injunctions, I mean the do's and don'ts which are given, all of that is useless. Because people are going to act anyways according to their natures. So please clarify, O Krishna. And Krishna very nicely clarifies in the next shloka that we'll see in the next video. Hare Krishna.